In Washington this week, the President of the United States, Mr. Harry S. Truman, sat down at his desk. At his side were high officials of the United Nations, the American Congress, and New York City. As news cameras clicked and ground away, the President turned to a document and signed the official bill that authorized a $65 million loan to build the United Nations home in the city of New York. In the space of 2 minutes, Mr. Truman used 8 pens and presented them with a hearty smile to the guests that flanked him. The President looked so pleased as he went through the ceremonies that I thought you'd like to hear how he felt about signing the bill, so he recorded this statement in the Cabinet Room, especially for listeners to Memo from Lake Success. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
It is with great pleasure that I have signed the Senate Joint Resolution authorizing an interest-free loan of $65 million to the United Nations for construction of its headquarters in New York. The resolution provides for an immediate advance of $25 million by the Reconstruction Finance Corporation. This will enable the United Nations to start construction at an early date. I am deeply gratified that the Congress has now completed action on this important measure. At the opening of the General Assembly of the United Nations on October 22, 1946, in New York, I said, "The overwhelming majority of the American people, regardless of party, support the United Nations. They are resolved that the United States, to the full limit of its strength, shall contribute to the establishment and maintenance of a just and lasting peace among the nations of the world. The United States of America has no wish to make war, now or in the future, upon any people, anywhere in the world. The heart of our foreign policy is a sincere desire for peace. This nation will work patiently for peace by every means consistent with self-respect and security." The loan, which has now been voted, demonstrates our faith in the future of the United Nations and expresses the welcome which that organization finds within our country. Moreover, it is another example of the solidarity of the American people in behalf of our national policy of strengthening the United Nations and the cause of world peace and security for which it stands.
That was the President of the United States, Mr. Harry S. Truman.